Hello, I'm Ferdinand Augusto Pacheco, and you're listening to the Global Countdown, first broadcast on The Briefing on the 3rd of August.
And finally, on today's programme, it is the Global Countdown, and once again, I am joined by Fernando Augusto Pacheco. Fernando, where are we going today, and how deep into the brace position should our listeners now be?
I think they should all be very excited, because I'm going to South Africa.
You say that every week, Fernando.
No, I kind of do, but honestly, no, South Africa is one of my favorites music-wise. I mean, I think it's quite original. It's music you can only find there at times, even though they're doing very well in exporting their music recently.
I have been to South Africa. I saw a giraffe.
Excellent.
and several other animals as well, but giraffe was just the one that popped into my head. Do any of these songs feature as a lyrical motif the giraffe?
Unfortunately not. But by the way, don't get scared, because the first two tracks I'm not going to say don't be scared of the giraffe, but the first two tracks are not from South Africa, but it just shows they're a very cosmopolitan country.
Okay.
And number five, they are from the UK, and I can say this to you, Andrew, this song is number one in Australia at the moment, and also in the UK. I think UK hip hop scene is doing very well at the moment, and two of its biggest names decided to collaborate in this track. It's Central C and Dave with Sprinter.
Take a look at these diamonds, wrong as a life for squinting, can't just stare. We're bay through thick and thin, she already fixed, so I'm halfway there. Brown and bad, could have changed my mind, I was halfway there. 100 meters, I just put 9 gal in a Sprinter.
100 eaters, it won't fit in one SUV. SOS.
I'm still not sure about Dave as a name for a hip-hop artist, or indeed any kind of rock and or pop star. Dave is like, Dave is a postman or a panel beater. Not that I have anything against postmen or panel beaters, but Dave?
Well, but you know, but musically he's great. He's actually, I would say he's probably the best British rapper at the moment. And this track, I know it sounds a bit bling bling, but actually I think it's a little bit of a parody of some rap cliches as well. And it's doing so well. I think there is a record breaking song for British rap as well. And clearly the South Africans are loving it.
But they are not loving it as much, Fernando, he said, moving seamlessly along, as what is at number four.
I struggle with number four. I very rarely say bad things about songs.
That is true. And you should. You should much more often say bad things about the songs in the Global Countdown.
I should. This one, I didn't create a very strong connection with it. All I know that in the video for this track, he was visiting a sex shop and then he goes to a naughty boat party.
A naughty boat party.
And I learn things every day, Andrew, because the song's called Fukuming. I thought it was a tribute, you know, to something like from Japan or something.
Fernando, my sweet summer child.
Yeah.
And yet you have learned what?
So innocent. It apparently is the shortened for what the F do you mean, you know?
I see.
I could have said, because we don't censor things here. But sometimes
it's a family program, Fernando.
It's a family program. But shall we have a listen, actually?
If we must.
This is Ghana with Fukuming.
Young girl, no one that back calling me splurge. Let me jump right out the curb. Bentley Sprint fly like a bird. Spin on the first and the third. Solid, I'm keeping my word. Can't be my equal, I don't know what you heard. Crack up the four and I swear. Keep me a stick if they purge.
So, Fernando, I don't think there's anything much to be said about that beyond the fact that this is a record clearly so bad that even you, who likes everything, doesn't like it.
Let's talk about positive things, you know, because we're going to number three, and finally, we have some South African artists. And, you know, Amapiano. I think Amapiano is this kind of music genre from South Africa, but it's doing so well internationally. Mm-hmm. I'll describe it to you very quickly here. So Amapiano is a mixture of house music, jazz, lounge, and it's
a big mix of all my least favorite things in the world. I'm excited to see where this goes.
Andrew, it works on a dance floor. And this track is by some of the top names in South African Amapiano scene. It's Maz Music and Dali Wonga with Gangnam Style. I'll explain to you the title for that.
Oh, dear Lord.
Let's have a listen.
Gangnam, Gangnam,
What you are saying or suggesting, Fernando, is that this is not to be confused with the enraging dance craze of a few years back.
It is to be confused because I think it's a little tribute to that track. So I think, you know, it's a little...
Is there a dance routine?
There's no dance routine there. I mean, because that's...
Perhaps one of our listeners would like to create one.
Because that's the thing about Amapiano. It's what I like about it. Usually the tracks today, they are like 2 minutes and a half or 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. Amapiano tracks are quite long. They take their time to develop. So I like that, you know. So they're not in a rush. Well, I hope I can say this. I'm not quite the Amapiano expert here, but I quite like this track.
Okay, so what's at number two?
Number two, it's still a little bit of Amapiano, but there's a nostalgic vibe.
Okay.
Apparently, this is a tribute to a popular 80s sitcom in South Africa. I'll tell you more about it. Mm. But first, let's hear from De Mthuda, the musical chef and emo with Saudi Sneak.
It's a tribute, you are saying, Fernando, to a popular 1980s South African sitcom.
Exactly.
This could go one of several ways.
Well, it's good to think that it's Nick. That's the name of the track. Sorry, it's actually quite difficult to say. It was a great series from the 80s. I never seen it.
Mm-hmm. But how do you know it's great?
It featured Joe Mafalena. He was used to be called the face of South African entertainment.
Okay.
He is like a legendary comedian in South Africa. Don't worry, it's all good. It's all good,
okay.
Andrew. And the series was about a widow. She shared her house with her niece and a sloppy lodger who didn't pay the rent but was adorable and lovable.
How can he be a sloppy lodger who didn't pay the rent and yet be adorable and lovable? I mean, one of those definitely cancels out the other.
Only in a sitcom in South Africa in the 80s.
It is possibly, I think, that contradiction in the premise which has thwarted it short of the top of the charts, which is occupied instead by...
Great tune. And, you know, I was telling that Amapiano is going to other places, not only in South Africa. So this song is hitting the US as well. There's some viral challenges. You were asking me about dance routines. I think this song has one, but I'm not going to dance for
you. Is this one of those things where people eat detergent while listening to it? Or
not quite. Okay. Not quite. Just simple booty shaking, you know?
Okay, fine.
Let's have a listen to Tyler ICU and Tumelo.za with Emnike.
See, having heard that, I do now quite want to eat detergent myself.
Andrew, it's so elegant on my piano. I love that. It's kind of, I don't know, beats after beats. That, you know, that's why the producers and perhaps not the singers are more popular at times, because there's a lot of production in it.